AP News for Friday, April 8th. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 52 people are dead after a missile hit a train station full of people trying to flee eastern Ukraine.
The dead include five children, according to the governor of Donetsk. Police Chief Ruslan Osipenko says thousands have been gathered at the station trying to get out. Many of the injured in critical condition, he says, some having lost limbs. The remnants of a rocket were painted with the words "for the children" in Russian. Russia's defense ministry denies the attack, claiming it was a Ukrainian missile that hit the train station. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby calls that unconvincing.
Particularly when the ministry actually announced it, and then when they saw reports of civilian casualties, decided to unannounce it.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Supreme Court Justice-designate Ketanji Brown Jackson was at the White House celebrating her confirmation.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. But we've made it.
Jackson will take the bench later this year, filling the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. CNN reports that 2 days after the November 2020 election, Donald Trump Jr. texted White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, laying out strategies to overturn the results if Trump's father lost. The strategies, according to CNN, were used by then-President Donald Trump's team, spreading doubt about voter fraud, filing suits, and pressuring local, state, and federal officials to order recounts and ignore official results. CNN reports a select House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has that text. The committee has also interviewed former President Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner. This is AP News. Nissan and NASA are working on a new type of battery for electric vehicles.
It'll charge quicker and be lighter, and it's safe, says Nissan. It's so stable it can be used in pacemakers, says the company, which calls it a game changer. It's an all-solid-state battery, and it'll replace the lithium-ion battery now in use for a 2028 product launch. It'll be about half the size of the current battery, and it'll charge fully in 15 minutes instead of hours. Nissan's partnership with NASA involves the testing of materials. Nissan says both it and NASA need the same kind of battery. I'm Rita Foley.
The State Department says it can't do a complete accounting of gifts presented to U.S. officials by foreign governments during the final year of the Trump administration because Trump's executive office didn't provide the information on what the former president and his family were given by foreign leaders in 2020. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.